Texas area. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right. And welcome to Let's Talk. As I'm talking about, let's get hyped today, people. Let's get hyped because we got one great show planned for you. I am your host, Eric Jackson, and you are listening to Let's Talk, where no topic is off limits. All right, today, happy Tuesday to you, and I hope your day is going well. Now, today's topic is going to be a good one, and it may have confused a little bit of you at the topic, but it's what qualifies as the perfect man or woman, huh? And now, what we're talking about, we ain't talking about nothing crazy. We're talking about during a relationship, in a relationship. What do you consider to be the perfect man or the perfect woman? You know, what does that entail in your book? You know, so we're going to sit down. We're going to have us a conversation about that today. And I hope you're ready because I'm looking for a lively conversation because this thing here, this topic here, we can go any way we want to with this. So let's make it happen. Now, if you want to join in the conversation today, you're more than happy to. And, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. You can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or I do have my chat window open, chat room open, so we can actually chat while we do the show as well. So we have avenues to communicate with you. Only thing we need you to do is communicate with us. So with all that being said, let's talk. Now, once again, like I said, today is what qualifies as the perfect man, the perfect woman? What would you consider that to be? What would you consider that to be? Now, you know, it's one of those questions that probably have been asked over and over and over again throughout the years. No, but the question is, has anybody ever come up with the right answer? Or is there a right answer for that question? Have you ever sat down and think about that? Is there a correct answer for that question? I don't know. But we finna talk about it, though, and find out, is there a correct answer? No. Or is there really such a person? Is there really such a person as a perfect man or a perfect woman when it comes to a relationship or being involved with someone? Is it? Or I guess does it just depend on who you're asking? Who are you asking? And what are your qualifications to say that someone is a good one? Is that where we're going today? That's what we have to figure out? No, or better yet, how can we guarantee that we will find that the good ones out of the bunch? No, is there a bunch of good ones over here and a bunch of bad ones on the other side, and we just have to go through and check it out? Is that how we figure out what qualifies someone to be a perfect man or a perfect woman as far as relationships? Is that what qualifies it? I'm just curious because right now, you know, that's a question that I'm sure a lot of singles and even some married folk are looking at. You know, how can I find that perfect man or that perfect woman to make my life complete? You know, to be that soulmate, as we say, or that someone that we see ourselves living the rest of our life with. Does that person even exist? know, these are the things we need to ask ourselves. That's long time out looking out there among other people. We need to figure out what we want to do first. Right? You know, okay, so some people say, you know, that some women out there, you know, they really like the bad boys or the thugs over the good guys, right? The good men claim women say they're just too nice. You know, that's why they want the bad boys, because they can't use the bad boys, but they can use the nice men and women. So how do you go about finding that common ground for that elusive good man or woman? How do we go about finding that place? Is there a special place someone can go that is just full of good men and women? You know, that's waiting in line for that someone special to come and scoop them up and say, you're with me and this is what we're going to do. Is there a special place for you to go? Now, okay, I hear some of you now, you're nodding your head. Well, if you're nodding your head, you let me know where you can go then. I know some of you probably say, well, you can always go to the church or you can go to him. Is that for real? You think that's where you find the perfect man and perfect woman at? You think that's where you can find someone that you can spend the rest of your life with, that you know would be your spouse no matter what, that would stick with you through thick and thin? That's where you want to go with that? Are you sure? And even so, what makes you think, what is going to make them really appreciate you? What is going to make you appreciate them? Because when you first meet, you don't know if they're perfect or not, do you? You just have this feeling. Is it a feeling that you have that this is the one for me? Is it? I mean, these are just some of the little questions that I'm sure will go through all our heads as we get to talking and thinking about relationships, especially the single people. If you've been single for quite a while, yes, this begins to play on your mind a little bit, especially if you've been through a lot of bad relationships. Now, don't act like it's brand new, because you know it's true. You know, and if you are a man or a woman, if you are a man or woman, you know, what actually are you looking for in that good woman? Huh? Men, what are you looking for in that good woman? Women, what are you looking for in that elusive good man? Have you any idea? Do you have an idea? We always seem to be searching. Always seem to be searching and looking for that elusive good mate. You know, the one, like I said, mentioned before, that's going to swoop in and make everything better for us, no matter what. You know, no matter what our faults are, you know, this so-called good man or woman, they're going to make life worth living. They're going to give us that energy, that drive to go on and do what we need to do. Is that what qualifies them to be that perfect man or perfect woman? And so, what makes that person so good? Now, is it the way that they work? Is it the way they go about handling the work? Is it the way they walk? No, is it the way they handle business in the bedroom? Or take care of house or cook dinner, what have you? What is your definition of a good man or a good woman? Have you ever thought about that? Have you thought about sit down and tried to figure out what your definition of a good man or good woman is? When we use the word good, are we, in this instance, are we substituting the good for the word perfect to make our goals more attainable? To make it more easier for us to find that person? Or are we just letting our imaginations just play, run around and play tricks on us? Huh? By subconsciously, you know, looking over that person's flaws, it's to make them that good person, that perfect person that you're looking for. Huh? Is that what we're doing to ourselves? To find that elusive good man or woman or perfect man or woman? You know, you need to sit and think about that for a moment. Now, even if we are, you know, let's really think, are they really doing anything for you? Are they contributing anything to your growth, to your happiness? Now, this is not something that can be logged into a group scenario. Now, let's understand this. You know, this thing has a lot to do with the individual that's out there looking. That's right, because there's no set perfect man or woman out there for anybody as a whole. This is something you have to decide on yourself individually. As in, what are you looking for? What definition, what defines a good man or a good woman in your sight? Because what may be good for you may not be good for the next person. And that's where a lot of people get in trouble with. Because what happens, you see somebody else over here with what you think is a good man or a good woman, and you hear them talking and blah, 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 blah about it all the time, how good it is and what they do this and they do this. Then all of a sudden, that's your mindset that you want somebody like that. But guess what? That person right there is not the same, is not the person that you need, because you're not the same person as the one that's involved with them. Is this making any sense? So how can anyone say that the perfect man or the perfect woman or the good man or good woman is one single entity, is one person for everybody? Because it can't be. It can't be, because everyone is not the same. So if you're looking for that type of man your friend has, or that type of woman your friend has, you're going to be out there in the dark for a minute, because you're never going to be happy, because that person may not be the one for you. That's right. Now, even for the young ladies that go out there and say they want a thug, they want a hard, what we used to call it back in the day, they want a rough neck. So you see how happy she is with her rough neck, so you think you want a rough neck. Or the guys out there, you're going to get you a hood rat, and you see he going all right, so you want you a hood rat. But in either case, that's not what's meant for you. That's not you. You know, that's not the perfect or the good man that's set for you. So why are you trying to, what's the word I'm looking for? Why are you trying to push that image on yourself? And that's what you're doing. Instead of sitting down and thinking about it, you're trying to force that image to be your image of what a good man or a good woman is. And that's the first step where you mess it up at. You know, and you know that I know that's a gray area. You know that individual definition of what a good man or good woman is, that's a gray area that everyone needs to decide on their own. You know, your definition of good or bad, that has a lot to do with what you out there looking for, or hopefully is looking for you. You know, and a lot of problems come in when like I mentioned a little while ago, you on the outside looking in. So what you see on the outside, you may think is good. But on the inside, it's just as raggedy and rotten as it can be. But only thing you see is the outside. So from the outside, the outside appearance is the bomb. But see, now we're getting into perceptions that that is a good man or a good woman. So you out there is trying to look for that, and when that really doesn't exist at all. Now your whole definition or your whole perception of what a good man or a good woman is just shot. Shot to hell. I tell you, it's shot to hell because what you're looking for does not exist. It doesn't. So now what? Now you're in that funk talking about, well, I just can't find that I just can't find a mate. No, it's not that you can't find a mate. You're just going about it the wrong way. That's right. You're just going about it the wrong way. And we're gonna get into to some of the ways you can fix this. But you have to sit back and really think about it. Think about it for a moment. Now, you got your friends out there and they say they in this good relationship and he is perfect and he do this, but every other week they come to you complaining about something. Right? Now, if I'm wrong, let me know, but in most cases, that is the truth. So, with this gray area being there, you know, you can't go by what other people say as far as what is a good man or a good woman because there is no set definition. There's not. You know, it's more of based on the eyes or the feelings of that the individuals that's in that certain relationship as to what is good and what is bad. I mean, can this be proven as a true statement? Can we say that is a true statement, or is there more to it that we're not catching on to? Just something to think about. Just something to think about when we out there looking for that elusive good man or good woman. That's what we're thinking about. Now, I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and thank you for listening to Let's Talk. If you want to join in the conversation today, our topic is what qualifies as a good man or good woman. You can join in the conversation at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I do have my chat room open. So if you feel like chatting, feel free to go on and shoot me a couple of lines, and we can chat as the show goes on. Now, where we just left off at, you know, the question was, you know, is it a true statement that the definition of a good or bad spouse or mate or whatever you want to call it is basically in the eyes of the individuals involved in the relationship? No, is that a true statement, or is there more to this overall picture than we actually know? Well, let's see. Now, some experts are actually going to tell you that a good mate has certain characteristics, you know, or they're going to act a certain way. Yes, that's what some experts would tell you. I'm sure if you Google or whatever, that's what you're going to find out there on the internet, more or less. You know, some may say that the perfect mate or man or woman has to be considerate. No, has to be respectful, courteous, no, kind, loving. Okay, that's fine and all good. That is fine and all good. It those are some good qualities that you would want to have in that perfect man, that good man or good woman. There's no doubt about that. You want to make sure that if you have children, they provide a good role model for your children. You know, that they're able to provide for you and yours, and vice versa. Are they willing to do what's necessary to make it work? Okay, that's what the expert's going to tell you that qualifies as a quote-unquote good man or woman. That's fine. I have no problem with that part of it. And listen to what I said, that part of it. And this is why I say that part of it. Because even though you may find someone with all those features, you know, how are you going to know that's what it takes? How you know that's going to be the person? All right, now, I want y'all to pay attention to what I'm about to ask. I'm about to ask you a question. And I know I'm about to ask you a question, and I'm sure there's quite a few of you going to have to really sit back and think about this question, the answer to this question I'm going to ask you. Because you probably haven't sat down and thought about it yourself. So with that being said, here's the question. Now, you out there searching for that good man or woman, right? Here's the question. Are you a good man or a good woman? You want me to say that again? Okay, here's the question again. Are you a good man or a good woman? Oh, shucks now. I hear the minds thinking. Oh, some light bulbs done went on now. Oh, yeah. I got your attention now? Do I have your attention now? Because how many of you actually thought about that question there? How many of you actually thought about that? Not many, huh? See, and before you can find that elusive good man or good woman, first, you must be a good one yourself. And that's nothing but basic, the basic knowledge, basic human being. You have to be a good one yourself first. Here's the logic behind this thinking now. Follow me here a little bit. Follow me. Okay? In order for you to know what you are looking for in that good mate, that good man or woman, you have to know what type of mate you will be. Want me to say that again? Before you know what you're looking for in that good man or woman, before you have any idea, first you have to determine what type of man or woman are you. That's right. I got your attention again then, didn't I? I know I did. You're looking for qualifications for somebody else. Well, here's another. What qualifications are you bringing to the relationship? Yes, I'm asking. What qualifications are you bringing to the relationship? You are everybody out there looking for that other person and this person, that person. But what are you bringing in? What qualifications are you bringing in that qualifies you to be that good man or that good woman to that other person that you think is a good man or good woman? We spend all that time searching. Then when we find them, we screw it up because we don't know what the heck we're doing anyway. We have no idea who we are as a mate, as a man or woman. So we confused about what we are, how we expect to find what we're looking for when we have no clue. We have no idea. So how you going to find that, how you going to spend all that time searching for that so-called good or perfect man or woman, but you don't even know how to be a good mate yourself? You have no clue. So you're looking for something that you have no idea or what it's all about anyway. From what somebody's saying or what you're looking on the outside in somebody else's relationship, seeing. But even though you're doing all that, you still have no clue as to what kind of mate you are. If you don't know what you are, so you sure can't go out there and find what you're looking for, because you have no clue. You don't know what it is. And honestly, you have no idea what it is from what you're seeing from other people. And that can be just a facade. That's right. So the first question you should ask yourself is, what type am I, a good man or woman? Am I, what qualifications am I bringing as a good man or good woman to my relationships? If somebody's looking on the outside, looking at me, what am I showing? How can you say truthfully, honestly, to yourself or to anybody else, how can you say you have found that good man or good woman if you really do not know how to be one yourself? That's right. You hear people out there, you hear your friends out there always claim they can't find that good man, or they can't find the woman, that perfect woman they looking for. You know, they just meant to be alone, and they have tried, and they've done this and they've done that, read all these great books and what have you. So I mean, and you still haven't figured out why you can't find that good man or good woman, huh? There's a few reasons why you can't. Just like there's reasons you can find one. But there's a few reasons you can't. And I just gave you one, a couple earlier. Because you don't know whether you're a good man or a good woman. Or in this case, a good mate. You have no clue. You have no clue of what it takes. You know, I mean, it's simple. You have to be a good man or woman yourself. You know, and depending on the definition of what that should be, is what you will actually base your expectations on. That's right. Now, what you think a good man or a good woman should be, your definition, what you think, is what you actually going to go out there and expect to find. Think about that. You're not going to go and try and find anything that you believe is less than that perfect, what's your definition, less than that definition of what you think a good man or good woman is. You're not, because to you, you're going below or beneath what you need or what you're looking for. So now you out there breaking your neck looking for something that you have no idea what you're looking for anyway. Because you don't know what your expectations are. You don't know what qualifications you bring in. You can't even tell the next person whether you are a good man or a good woman. Somebody ask you that right now, would you say, well, I think I am. What you mean you think you are? You live with you all these years. You don't know. You cannot say, yes, I am a good man. Yes, I am a good woman. You know, this is what I would bring to a relationship. Now, let's get something straight. Now, just because you're saying it is one thing. But once you get in that relationship, hey, that's something totally different. Then now you got to put it to action. You just can't be sitting there talking about, yes, I am. Because that's not going to work. Heck, I can tell you, yes, I am the president of the United States, right? As long as I'm on the other end of this microphone. But when that husband comes on and y'all go into the White House, am I sitting up in there? No, because I have no idea what that job entails. And the same is going on with you right now. You have no idea what it takes to be a good man or a good woman. So while you out there looking, based on your definition of what that is, you have no idea. You may think being a good man and good woman is having a pocket full of money, a flashy car with rims, music booming, a mouth full of gold teeth, tattoos up and down your body. That may be your definition. Then somebody else's definition may be a bookworm or somebody that stays home 24/7. You see where I'm going with this? Do you understand the direction you have to be thinking when you start talking about this type of stuff? But the first thing is to figure out what type of, are you a good man or a good woman? If you can figure that part out, well, you got half the battle beat already. Because you already know what you are, and you don't want anything less or lower than what you are, I'm sure. Now, that was just the first reason. Number two. Now, here's the good one. Why you really can't find that good man or good woman. Reason number two, that perfect man, because the mythical perfect person, as far as relationships, it doesn't exist. It's not there. It's not out there. I don't care how long, how often, how deep you look, you're not going to find them. And this is something that we need to understand. There is no perfect good man or good woman. It's not. We just gonna put that out there like it is. It's not. So now that we have that clarified, you really have to start paying attention and deciding, okay, well, we know that perfect person is not there. That perfect good man or good woman is not there. So now I know what type of good man or good, whether I'm a good man or a good woman. And here's my qualifications. So now, you got to sit down and figure out, what are you looking for in that good man or good woman that you out there looking for? Do you want them to have your same qualifications that you're bringing? Do you want their qualifications to be higher than what you're bringing? And in some instances, are you willing to settle for something lower than what you expecting, your expectations? And don't act like y'all don't do it out there, because you do. Some of you feel that you are so lonely and you will never find no one, that you actually settle for expectations that are well below your level, just so you can say you have somebody. Now, if somebody asks, well, how so-and-so, you come up with this great start, oh, they the perfect, they doing this, and they're not doing jack. They're not even up on your level. Or for you Bible thumpers out there, y'all not equally yoked. So you still, whether you in that relationship, but you still out there searching for that good man or good woman, because you haven't found them yet. I'm just putting it the way it is. Everybody that may not agree with me, that's fine. If you don't agree with me, that's cool. You can give me a call at 347-838-8622 and let me know what you think. Now, what is your idea of that good man or good woman? Let me know. Or send me an email to ericletstalk@gmail.com. If you want to use either one of those options, I have a chat room open, so we can talk in the chat room. If you have something different than what I'm saying, I'm be more than happy to hear it. Because these are some of the things that I want to know. And I'm sure others out there would like to know as well. So now, getting back to what I was talking about, yes, if you don't know what you are, you liable to have expectations that not only are below what you really should be at, but you dealing with people, you involved with someone who don't have any expectations, really. They're there for the ride. But since you don't know what type of man or woman you are, or what you want in a good man or good woman, you selling for anything you can get. Whether it's making you miserable as hell, you subconsciously is telling yourself you happy because you got somebody. Whether you see them every 3 or 4 months, you don't care. You know you got somebody. So, I mean, what it really comes down to is what are you looking? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? And back to the original question or topic for the day, what qualifies as a good man or good woman? If you have no idea what that is by looking in the mirror at yourself. Now, you can actually say literally look in the mirror, or you can be doing a self-evaluation. But either way, sometime during your lifetime, when involved in relationships, you're going to have to stop and take a look at yourself and see what's going on. You know, and once you have done that self-evaluation or looked in the mirror, and you've made the decision of what you want and what you're going to bring, then you have set your standard then as to what you're going to bring and what qualifies you as that good man or good woman. Now, since you know that, you know what you're actually out there looking for. And it makes the process a whole lot easier. Because you know what you're looking for now. I know some of you probably disagree with me saying, well, I don't know if that's going to make it easier. Yes, it is. It's going to make it a lot easier. And this is why. This is why it's going to make it easier. If you know what you're looking for, it's easier to bypass the bull crap that's out there already. Listen to what I'm saying now. Because if you don't know what you're looking for, then you got to go through all the bull crap to get to what you're actually looking for. Which means taking yourself through a whole lot of unnecessary drama, pain, tears, whatever. Because you have no idea what you're looking for. So now you got to start at the bottom and work your way up until you get to where you think you want to be. But if you already know where you are and where you want to start at, then that's a whole lot of mess you don't even have to go through. A whole lot of stuff you don't have to go through, which makes it a whole lot easier to find that so-called good man or good woman if you really want one. So for you out there disagreeing with me, that's fine. That is fine. But here's my question to you. What qualifies you as a good man or good woman? And how many of you can truly say you can answer that right now? If somebody was to walk up to you right now and ask you that question, how would you answer that? In fact, this is what you do. The ones out there listening, this is what you do. Next time you talk to one of your friends, ask them. You know, just bring it up. I'm just curious. I'm taking a survey. What qualifies you as a... First, ask them, are you a good man or a good woman? And if them, most of them are going to say, what? Huh? What you mean? And as soon as they say that, you already know. They have no clue what you're talking about. And if they go to what the experts say, then they really have no idea what they want. They just going by what they done read or done heard other people say. Now, let me clarify this for those of you who saying, well, this is my opinion, okay? These are my opinions, not the opinions of anybody else. So, you know, if you want to say so-and-so, say, yes, you can say I said it. I have no problem with that because these are my opinions and this is what I believe. You know, you can play it over and over again for for your friends if you think they need to hear it. But instead of walking around asking that question, well, then we need to have an answer. Now, before you go and ask that question, make sure you got that you can answer the question, okay? Don't just go and ask it and get it reversed on you. Then you stand out there looking crazy. I mean, because, you know, you got some of them friends out there, you going to ask them a question, but eventually they're going to turn it back on you, and you know you got them. Because them the ones you're going to go and ask. You know, those are the ones you're going to go and ask. And then you're going to be shocked when they put it back on you, and you ain't having taking the time to figure out your dang on self. So, how many of you can truly say you can answer that question? Yeah, how many? Wow. You know, and there's a statement, you know, that I hear a whole lot. You know, and this is a statement that comes from both men and women. From both men and women. And the statement is there are no good men or women out there. Or no good women or men out there. You know, okay. Well, how will you know if there's any good men or good women out there? How would you know if you don't know? If you one of them people that's trifling in a relationship, selfish, and just raggedy, drama-filled, then guess what? 9 times out of 10, that's what you're going to get. Think about it. That's the type of person you're going to get. Whatever you put out there as far as your personality or persona, that's what you're attracting. Think about it. Go back and think about it now. Go back and think. If you ever had a positive relationship that happened just to break up, you know, it broke up, you know, on good terms. But ever since that one good relationship, what have you been involved in since then? Or if you have, some of you probably ain't never been in a good, positive relationship. So think about that. What type of relationships have you been involved in? In your search for that good man or good woman. And think about the ones you did think were a good man or good woman. Think about that. Now, what were the qualifications that you brought to that relationship? Compared to the qualifications that other person brought or you thought that you wanted them to bring. Now, if you're doing this thing correctly, this thought process correctly, there should be a pattern or a trend that's evolving. As to you, the relationships you have or are going to have. You know, these are some of the things we don't think about when we say statements like, there's no good man or good women out there, or I can't find a good man or good woman. Because you're just doing lip service. That's part of the problem. You're just doing lip service. because you have no idea what a good man or a good woman is all about, because you don't even know whether you're a good man or a good woman. So if that's the case, how you going to find one? You know, this is not the Wizard of Oz or Happy Land or anything like that. HR puppet stuff where you just wave a wand and it just pops up. No, that's not going to happen. And if you think it is, then you need some help. You do. The first thing you have to do to find this is to know what you are. As in with any other thing. As in with any other thing. If you want to find it, you got to be it yourself first. I see some of y'all there, y'all really not agreeing with me, but that's okay. You're going to think about it later and say, he may have a point. How are you going to go out there looking for that good man, good woman, or perfect man, perfect woman to be in a union with, be in a relationship, build a family with, whatever, if you don't know what kind of person you are? Then you go back and look at the relationships you've had. Then you realize there's a pattern forming to where you haven't been the perfect mate either. And whatever you is exuding or putting out there as an aura or whatever, your actions, your conversations, whatever, that's what you're getting back. But you first thing you're going to do, you're going to blame everybody else and every other situation besides taking a look. Say, that's my fault. That's my fault because I really didn't know what I wanted. I thought I knew, but I didn't. Heck, I got some stuff to work on myself before I can go out there and tell me I'm looking for a good man or a good woman. Because I'm not at that point to where I'm a good man or a good woman yet. All they got to do is be honest with yourself. That's all you have to do, be honest with yourself. You can't find that good man or good woman if you don't know what it takes to get there, to be one. You don't. If you don't know what it takes to be a good man or good woman, you'll never find one out there looking for it. And just like I mentioned before, you don't believe me? Take a look back at the relationships you've had already. Take a look back and notice the pattern that's going on. Every time you think you got something good, it ended up to be something that ain't as good as you thought it was. And there's a reason, and that's the reason for that, because you don't know whether you're a good man or a good woman or not. And then, if that's the case, then you can't say that you're looking for it because you don't know what the heck you're looking for. I'm going to take a minute and let that soak in. Let you really think about that. You know, because believe it or not, whatever you put out there is what you're attracting. And whether you want to admit it or not, it's your fault is what you're attracting. Because you have this illusion of what you think a good man or a good woman is, and it's not right. Or you basing it on what your friend has. You know, or what somebody's telling you it should be, instead of going by what the type of person you are and what your status are as far as looking, reaching that person that's supposed to be the good man and good woman for you. See, and you know, a lot of you right now, y'all got that deer in the headlights look going on. I can feel it. Because you never thought about a good man or a good woman or anything like that along these lines. You know, and believe it or not, there's not any much difference between a man and a woman when it comes to this topic, as far as looking for that good man or good woman or what qualifies them. There's not a difference here, because the same thing goes for both men and women. Before you can go out there and say you found that good man or good woman, you have to determine whether you are a good man or good woman. What qualifies you to be a good man or good woman? Until you can sit down and positively, without a doubt, answer that question there, you will always have trouble finding that good man or good woman because you don't have any clue in what you're doing, what you're looking for. Yeah, and that's a fact. And for those of you out there that said, well, I'm just selling because I'm just tired of looking. No, you're not tired of looking. You're just lazy as hell. Be honest with it. You ain't tired. You're lazy. You don't want to, you want to realize the truth that you're not a good man or good woman either. Even though you keep fooling yourself that you are, that's why you're tired of looking. Because you know you full of drama. You full of lies. You want to hang out in Club 24/7. That's right. But you tired of looking. No. You know you're not a good man or a good woman, so you know you're not going to find one out there. And for those of you going out there looking for a good man or good woman in the club, I'm just going to say, if you're looking for them in the club, you're looking for them on the street, you're looking for them at parties, heck, and I'll be honest with you, some of you actually looking for them in church, which should be a good thing, but in a lot of cases, it's not. And once again, you want to know why? Because you're looking for a perception or an image or something that you've seen somebody else have. You're not looking for an image or something you have seen in yourself that you require that other person, man, a good one to be. You're out there going with something you've seen somebody else supposedly have. Somebody done told you this is what a good man, a good woman is going to be. Somebody done told you this is what their husband or boyfriend do for them. And this is what this girlfriend do for him or her. So instead of sitting down and deciding which one or exactly what you are, you're going on what other people are telling you. Other people's perceptions of what a good man, a good woman is. And because you're going on that, you're lost as hell. You're out there. You're out there somewhere. You don't know how to get out of it. And the more you try and fix yourself, the deeper you get in it. Look, it's simple. We have to start looking. We have to start looking at ourselves first. Okay? In order to find that good man or good woman, you have to look at yourself first. Decide, am I a good man or am I a good woman? The standard starts with you, not with that person that you out there trying to mold or bring in to make them fit that mold. No. That's not what you should be doing. What you should be doing is wanting somebody to be like you. If you know you are a good man or a good woman, honestly, truthfully now, not that bull mess you be coming up with. No, on the outside of the house, you're the perfect mate, a perfect person, but you get in the house, you full of hell and drama. No, that is not a good man or a good woman. That's a phony. Just like you keep attracting, because that's what you are, a phony. I mean, there's no need to sugarcoat it, because it is. You are a phony. And what phonies attract? Phonies. Because neither one of you have any idea what the hell is going on or what it takes to be a good man or a good woman. So you are attracting to whatever. And that's why you cannot find that good man or good woman. Because you have no clue as to what it takes to be one. If you can't be one, you sure can't find one. And like I mentioned before, if you don't believe me, look at what you had already. All right, Vigoration, I have a call.
Hey,
hello, caller. Thank you for calling Let's Talk. What can I do for you?
Why are you on a radio show while your family's dying?
Excuse me?
Why are you doing a radio show while your family is dying? What the hell is your problem?
Okay, sir, what family is dying?
Your family.
Really? Well, sir, thank you for your call. Hope you enjoy your day.
Kill yourself.
And y'all see what? See, and that's someone right there who would never find a good man or a good woman because of nonsense like that. That's perfect. That is perfect right there. That. Wow. Now that is something to make you really wonder, huh? Well, getting back to what I was talking about, okay? yes. Just like that caller right there, he has no idea what's going on with him. He don't. So just like he called here with the craziness, that's all he's going to attract out there. Wherever he go looking for that mate, male or female, they're going to be just as crazy as hell as he is. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And that's the perfect example. And he's probably one of the ones running around here talking about he can never forget nobody. And you see why? Right there. Perfect example. Nonsense. And those are the things that people just fail to realize. They fail to realize you have to know what you're looking for. Some of you really do. there's no difference between men and women. There's not. And it's you need to start paying attention to what you're doing. When you're in public, when you're at home, when you're out with your friends, you're out among friends. You never know who's paying attention to what you're doing, what you are exuding out there. What are you putting out there for other people to pick up on? Now, listen to what I'm saying, because is there something else a lot of you haven't thought about either? People, when you're out in public, there's always somebody watching and paying attention. So if you out there putting on this facade that you this great person and you're not, people will pick up on that. And then the good ones that you say aren't out there, if they aren't watching you, they rolling on because they don't want to be bothered with all that. That's right, you on the phone, head wagging, toenail, talking all loud, like you just, and that good man or good woman just walked by you because they don't want to be involved with all that. Not at all. Because they know what they know what their standards are, what they expect out of a good man or a good woman. They already know. And that mess you out there doing, that's not part of it. But because you haven't taken the time to sit back and do a self-analysis and look in the mirror and see exactly what you qualifications you bring in that makes you a good man or a good woman, you just lost out on one. And it's just factual. It is. It's just something that happens. But we get so caught up in society's definition of what we should be doing and what we should be looking for, we lose ourselves. We lose ourselves because we're letting somebody else tell us what we should be looking for in a good man or a good woman. Think about it now. You know, the Cosby Show. Remember the Cosby Show? I know my older audiences, you remember the Cosby Show. Now, either you wanted to be Claire Huxtable or you wanted to be Cliff Huxtable. You know, rich and this the paper. Yeah, that's what they say on TV. But now that we all are adults and know better, we know better than that. Things just don't work like that now, do they? But see, that was the image that was being portrayed to us. And because we didn't know any better, and no one took the time to sit down and talk to us about what we should be doing or looking for, we just automatically thought that was the way it's supposed to be. That's the way we thought it was supposed to be. And since that's the way we thought it'd be, that's what we based our perceptions of a good man and a good woman was. I'm giving you time to think about that because that is exactly what it is. But regardless of what your perception is, it has nothing to do. It's not going to work unless you yourself know what qualifications you are bringing into that relationship, whether you are a good man or a good woman. If you have no idea about those two items right there, you're wasting your time out there looking for Mr. Good or Miss Good, Mrs. Good, because you'll never find them. Because you don't know what you're looking for. Because you're not on that level yet yourself. That's right. You're not on the level yourself of being a good man or a good woman. And the more you think about it right now, I know some of it it's not really clicking with you right now. It's really not clicking with you right now. But later on, when you sit back and think about it, or just go back and listen to this episode again, and it's going to start hitting you what I'm saying right now. It's going to start hitting you. Because you're going to go back and start thinking about this relationship and that relationship. You know, what frame of mind were you in then compared to the frame of mind you in now? And then if you've done it right, you're going to see the shift start happening midway through that self-evaluation. You're going to see that change begin to show up where you actually beginning to think about the qualifications that you want to bring to a relationship and what you are now accepting as qualifications to meet yours instead of you not knowing and just accepting any qualifications as long as you think it's good. And you're getting away from society's expectation of what a good man or good woman should be. And that's it. And then you wonder why you stop getting these same type of people coming into your life. Because once you start exuding your expectations on the outside, then all them jackasses or whatever, they're going to stay away from you. You'll be like, no. No, I can't go there. Because they already see what you bringing to the table. Once again, you're listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today's conversation is, what qualifies as a good man, a good woman? Now, if you want to join the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can chat with me in my chat room. You know, if you feel like chatting, I have my chat room open so we can chat as we go on with the show. Now, back to the conversation. Now, for those who may be joining in late, here's basically what I'm saying in a nutshell, okay? Number one, when it comes to a good man or a good woman, There's no difference. Well, I'm not going to say it's good, but if you substituting the word good for perfect, well, then let me give you something. There's no perfect man or woman out there for anybody. Okay, they don't exist. It's not going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. And if you haven't sat down and asked your question whether you are a good man or a good woman, and haven't decided what qualifications you're going to bring to a relationship, to the relationship, then you have no idea what you're looking for as far as a good man or a good woman. You know, and that's it in a nutshell. And no, there's no difference. There's no difference in this type of thinking when it comes to a man or a woman. Because it comes down to the same principle. The first thing, you have to decide whether you are a good man or a good woman. Second thing, what qualifications am I bringing? What qualifications do I have that make me a good man and a good woman or a good woman? Now, once you have answered those questions, now you're ready to go out there and look for that good man or good woman. And in a lot of cases, to be honest with you, you don't even have to look. They come find you. That is true. They come find you. Because that is what you're putting out now. You're not putting any of that nonsense negativity out anymore. You're putting something positive out saying, yes, I'm bringing qualifications, and you must meet these qualifications to step to me. If you're not rolling with this or this qualifications right here, don't you even bother. And that's what your body language, your energy is going to say to the pretenders. That's what you're going to say. No, we ain't even having that. Don't even roll up on me like that. No, because I don't have the time or the patience for the games you're trying to bring. Been there, done that, guy. Woman. You understand where I'm going, or what I've been talking about. You know, and stop just giving up. Stop saying it's just not out there. They're out there. You're just so confused as to what you are, you can't find them out there. That's right. I said confused because a lot of you are confused. And you're confused because you're going off somebody else's expectations or beliefs of what a good man or good woman should be. Instead of going off what you are looking for. But in the same token, if you are looking for something, make sure you bring it the same thing or more to the relationship. If you a hellraiser, no, don't try and go out there and get no good man or good woman, because you know why? If you do, they're going to leave you. They're going to leave. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They're going to roll on you. Because number one, they don't have time for the drama. That's not what they're looking for. Okay? They're not looking for the drama. They're not looking for the unnecessary stress that you're going to put on their life because you out there full of bull crap. And for some of you listening, yeah, y'all full of bull crap. And that's why you need to listen right now to what I'm telling you so you can go back and reevaluate what you out there looking for or what you're bringing. Because some of you, you know you're not doing right. You know you're not doing right. The first thing you do, how much money he got. You know, being a veteran, we used to run into this little saying all the time. You meet somebody somewhere, and first thing they want to know is, what's your rank? What's my rank? What that got to do with anything? How about what's my name? But no, first thing you want to know, what's my rank? Well, you know what? No matter what my rank was, I was always a private. I was always a private. I don't care what my rank was. Because, see, I already knew that I was a good man, that I am a good man. I already knew this. Now, a question like that, that's bullcrap from the get-go. So let me go on and repel this right now because this ain't going. I'm not even dealing with that. And a lot of it, that's what you run into because you full of bullcrap. And when that person, good man, good woman, figure it out, they repelling you too. Take your raggedy behind on. And you need to stop it. You need to take the time to look in the mirror and decide what you're doing wrong and get your game together. Once you get your game together, then you'll be surprised at the switch and the difference it'll make in the people you attracting compared to the ones that you're repelling. Hey, think about it. When you go out to clubs or what have you, you know what I'm saying. Ladies, you get that joker all up in your face full of alcohol. Breath smells more alcohol than anything else. Now, you know you in there just having a good time. You ain't out there trying to find nobody, just relaxing. But you got to deal with this asshole because he keeps showing up in your face after you done politely told him, no, you're not out there looking for anything. But he got that liquid courage in him, so he going to keep coming back. It's the same difference. It's the same thing. You know, it's the same thing. Your standards are up there to where, you know, if he's in a club this drunk in a club out in public, imagine what he going to do when he get home. Now, if your standard is above that, then you don't want to deal with that in public nor at home. And that's the same thing about finding a good man, a good woman. Once your standards are there or your qualifications are there, you're not taking anything below that. Because just like you don't want to deal with craziness in public, you're definitely not going to deal with it at home. I use that analogy just to make it seem a little closer to home for those that were really having the trouble with me explaining this thing. You know, so what are your qualifications? What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing to the relationship? When that person look at you, do they say, that's a good man or that's a good woman? Are you? Or are you the other person in the club drunk and y'all just in there making a fool out of yourself together? That's something you have to decide. No, that's something you have to decide. And once you finally make up your mind and get it straight, then you know what you're looking for. And let's get something straight now. Like I mentioned before, everybody's not definition of a good man, a good woman, not the same. So let's straighten it out because in some instances, if they're brought up in a thuggish neighborhood or surrounding, then maybe they think a thuggish mate is what is good to them. But that's the qualifications they are bringing. See what I'm saying? It's the qualifications that you have decided that you bring into the relationship that's going to make you that good man, a good woman for that relationship. So there is no set definition. It depends on the individuals themselves that are in this the relationship. It depends on your own personal creed and belief of what you consider a good man or woman to be. Now, what you have to do is find somebody out there that is on the same belief level or the same level that you are in the thinking what a good man or good woman should be. If that's a thug, Well, then that's a thug. You may not agree with it. Somebody else may not agree, but that may be perfect for them. Because in their eyes, in their beliefs, that's what a perfect man, a perfect woman is. Or a good man or a good woman is. Let's go on and put it out there. Let's make that clear. There's no set definition. There's no set qualifications. They're not. Now, there's some out there that make you believe there is. And that's fine if you want to believe them, but they're misleading themselves as well. Because in order to be a good man, a good woman, you got to know what you're looking for. You got to know whether you are one or not. You got to know what qualifications you're bringing to that relationship. And in order for you to know your qualifications, then once you know what your qualifications are, you know what the qualifications you're looking in for that person is out there. That's supposed to be your good man or good woman. Now, like I said, it could be a thug. No, it could be, I seriously hope not, but it could be somebody who wants somebody else to go upside their head. And no, I'm not being funny. I'm just telling the truth. If that is their definition, then that is, the rest of us may look at it as it is wrong. No, that is not what it is. But that's not our definition. That is that person that involves definition. Understand what I'm saying? And until they take the time to look in the mirror and readjust what their expectations are, then there's nothing you're going to be able to say or do to change the way they're thinking. Just like nobody's going to be able to change your way of thinking once you decide what you consider a good man or good woman to be. I don't care who come and tell you. If your mindset and you know that's what your definition is and what your expectations is, oh well. I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Who knows? In some eyes, yeah, it may be a bad thing. In others, it may be a good thing. In some, it may be none of our dang own business. But that goes back to what I was saying earlier. Okay? And it's this. You cannot say you are looking for anybody. Good man, good woman, bad woman, hellraiser, holy roller, whatever, unless you know what you are. Okay? And in the same process of knowing what you are, what qualifications are you bringing with you? Don't just depend on the qualifications of that other person coming into the relationship. Don't depend on that, because that's their qualifications. That's what they are about. What are you about? What are your qualifications? Now, what makes you stand out as this good man or good woman in this relationship? Not just what they're bringing, but what are you offering? What are you kicking in? You know, you out here talking about you looking, but you're not bringing anything with you. You're not bringing anything with you. So how you gonna attract a good man, a good woman, and your shelves are just bare? Your qualification story is just bare, and you ain't nothing. You ain't bringing jack but drama, and your hands held out. This is not Pretty Woman. Y'all remember the movie Pretty Woman? Yeah, this is not Pretty Woman. That's a fairy tale. Fairy tales today is what you make them. But before you even make a fairy tale, you still got to know what you're doing, what you are, what you're bringing, where you want to go. Now, just because, you know, I just sit here thinking about, now, just because you done figured out what type of man or woman you are and what qualifications you are bringing to the relationship, let's not forget, just because you have that good man and good woman has come into your life, let's not forget, you still got to keep that good man and good woman. All right, don't think just because you done put on this little front about these qualifications that later on in line is not going to matter, because you're crazy as hell if that's what you're thinking. Okay? Because the same thing it took to get them is going to take the same thing to keep them. And that's just a fact. That is just a fact. You know, it's just the little things like that you have to remind yourself about. If you make this a routine, whether it's every 6 months or a yearly routine, to where you go back and reevaluate, you know, whether you still on that level as a good man or a good woman, and your qualifications, have they gotten better, or do you need to sharpen them up a little bit more to keep that good man or good woman that you have finally got because of you knowing what you are and what you're looking for? You know, that's what it's all about, people. So, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, is there a such thing as a good man or a good woman? Yeah, there's a such thing. Yep, they out there. Are you one of them? That's the question you should be asking first. Are you one of those good men and women that's out there? Do your qualifications back your beliefs up that you are a good man or a good woman? Not just your lip service, but your qualifications are your actions. Because anybody can say I'm a good man or a good woman. Heck, you can run up down the street yelling all day long. But when it's time to put it in actions, are you? Or are you in that drunk in the club that's just full of, every time you open your mouth, full of alcohol and lies because you got the liquor courage in you? See, those are just some of the things you have to think about. You do. No, and for ladies out there with kids, you know, that's really a real big important thing. Because you just don't want no anybody involved with your kids. Heck, I'm a parent, I just don't want no anybody involved with mine. So it really is important to know what qualifications are what you're looking for. And what you will and won't accept. I just thought I'd put that out there because that is something that a lot of times gets overlooked in conversations like this. Some good men and good women are only good with a man and a woman. So that is a qualification that you really don't need if you have children. So once again, it comes to the question, are you a good man or a good woman? And what qualifications are you bringing to the relationship? And what qualifications are you willing to accept? Hopefully nothing below yours. I seriously hope it's nothing below yours. You know, these are just things, this are just little things that you need to think about and work on as you decide whether you are that good man or good woman and what your qualifications are. know, this is what you need to work on or think about. Now, to answer the original question of what qualifies as the perfect man, or a good man, good woman, in my opinion, the good man or good woman, or perfect man, good woman, is the woman or man that is not afraid to be themselves. Now, if your standards are there, keep your standards there. Be yourself. Don't change for anybody else. Because only you know about you. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave it at that. Give you something to think about. But I did enjoy the show today. And I want to thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson. Now, join us tomorrow because I think we have another outstanding topic, which will be marriage versus living together. So come on back and let's talk. I'm out of here. Peace.